On a hot topic on this Friday, we welcome our MPP, Steve Clark. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Hey, Bruce, happy Friday. Enjoy the sun today.
All right, 401. So the premier announced that speed limits will increase in certain parts of the 401. Looks like nothing right through Brockville Prescott to Gananoque, but in other areas and all of the 416, I understand.
That's right. The Highway 416 from the 401 to Ottawa was part of the announcement. And this basically builds upon a previous announcement that we made. We did a pilot project a while ago on six sections of various highways, 400 series highways. And this just builds upon that. So we made announcements for 10 sections, basically permanently increasing the speed limit on those highways, basically reflecting the way drivers currently drive on provincial highways. It aligns with six other provinces that have posted speed limits of 110 kilometers or higher. Much of the 401 network was originally designed to accommodate 110 kilometers an hour, and data shows that the changes we made in 2022 show that they do just that. So, you know, and I want to remind people, which, you know, I didn't when people negatively posted on my Facebook page, but that's a whole other thing, that highways 400, 401, 417, and the QEW were posted originally at 70 miles an hour, which is 113 kilometers an hour, until about 1975. And the government of the day changed the speed limit to respond to the oil crisis at the time because, let's face it, Bruce, in 1975, vehicles were less fuel efficient as they are today. So, you know, public safety is number one. You know, highway sections were increased. They have the ability to carefully accommodate that speed. And let's remember that, you know, in our neck of the woods, we're investing in infrastructure improvements to ensure that the sections can support those 110 kilometer an hour postings, right? We just had the Halex Road Bridge done. We're doing improvements that will ultimately lead to the six laning of the 401 and eventually the eight laning of 401. So, you know, it's evidence-based. It's a common sense thing. Regardless of the negative publicity or the negative posting I got on my Facebook page when this was done, you know, these were all done using the data that we had over the last 2 years, and it found that the highways continue to operate consistent with other similar sections. So, you know, yes, the Kingston to 416 section isn't going up to 110, but, you know, it still means we're going to continue to look at it and study it and make improvements.
Anybody that drives the 401, and I do it consistently, I drive at 120. And I can tell you that I sometimes am the slowest vehicle on the 401 at 120. So I don't personally see a problem with 110. I mean, traffic is already doing much higher than cars. Cars are today are built to travel at a faster speed.
Yeah, and I was surprised as anyone. And when I made the post earlier this week, I actually tagged the transportation minister on the Facebook post. And I saw him yesterday afternoon after question period. And he said, boy, you got a pretty negative response to us increasing it up to 110. You seem to be the only level in the province that that you know had some opposition to the announcement. And anyway, what's done is done. I'm going to continue to work with the ministry to communicate the analysis that we've seen over the last 2 years. The fact that the highway was originally built for, you know, 70 mile an hour speed, which is, as I said, 113 kilometers an hour, and we'll continue to make the improvements along the 401 to make it safe. We've done some significant resurfacing last summer. We're going to continue to do that this summer. We're going to continue to make the improvements that will ultimately expand the highway, and then we'll use the data from the 416 from those other sections of the 401 that are east of us and west of us that are going up to 110, and I'll share it with constituents, and we'll see if we can get a more positive response next time.
Excellent. Anything else going on that you want to talk about?
Well, you know, we've got a constituency week next week, so I'm hoping to have, right now I've got two ministers coming to the riding. I might have three. I've got Minister Michael Ford going to come to the riding for the Volunteer Service Award ceremony next week, and I've also got Seniors Minister Raymond Cho going to be visiting three communities. And, you know, Raymond's 88, but I'm telling you, the guy is, he's got energy to burn. So it'll be a busy week in Brockville with a couple ministerial visits.
Excellent. Well, you have a good week, sir.
Thanks, Bruce. You too.
All right, Steve Clark, our MPP, with us on The Hot Topic.